This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing on Friday, the 15th of October. A coronavirus testing lab has had its operations suspended after giving an estimated 43,000 people negative results incorrectly. The Immensa health clinic site is in Wolverhampton. Times Radio's deputy head of news Alex Dibble has more.
These incorrect results have been given to people who took a PCR test after testing positive on a lateral flow test. Now, the UK Health Security Agency say the tests themselves, the kits, are not the issue. The problem, therefore, is with the lab, and an investigation is underway into what the problem is and why it wasn't spotted over a period of a month between the 8th of September and the 12th of October when these incorrect results were given to people.
Meanwhile, another testing centre in Berkshire has advised people to get retested over fears of wrong results. The Conservative leader of West Berkshire Council, Councillor Lynn Doherty, has told us she's spoken to the Department of Health about it.
We've been talking to them about the concerns that residents have raised with us, and we've seen that the data that we were seeing was high with regards to the number of negative tests coming out of the showground. So I understand that they have obviously been doing their own investigations, and I think they quite clearly state that in the press release that they've said. And as soon as we were told that, yes, there was an issue, we decided that we wanted to act quickly to protect our community.
The Transport Secretary says changes to the testing system for air passengers arriving in England is a move in the right direction. From the 24th of October, travellers who are double vaccinated and coming from non-red list countries can take a rapid flow test, which is cheaper than the current PCR one. Grant Sharps told Times Radio the new system is robust.
I think it's important that we kind of have a system in place which is straightforward. That's why we're moving from PCR to lateral flow, help bring down the cost. And it's yet another step to opening up international travel.
The Brexit Minister, Lord Frost, is in Brussels for talks with the European Commission Vice President. Maros Sefcovic has warned discussions around the Northern Ireland Protocol will not be a renegotiation. DUP leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson says proposed changes to the Northern Ireland Protocol fall short of what is needed.
A protocol that is harming our relationship with the rest of the United Kingdom on a daily basis, harming our businesses, harming our economy. That is not a sustainable position. I don't think any minister who values Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom can continue to sustain this situation. So our position is clear. I hope we can get a solution, but we are not going to continue implementing something that harms Northern Ireland.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.